Today on Hands-On Photography, we're going to take a look at some pretty common uses of the phrase public domain and creative commons when it comes to photography and art, if you will. Maybe we might be a little bit confused on that and how it can be used with your creative works. Y'all stay tuned.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Listeners of this program get an ad-free version if they're members of Club TWiT. $7 a month gives you ad-free versions of all of our shows, plus membership in the Club TWiT Discord, a great clubhouse for TWiT listeners. And finally, the TWiT Plus feed with shows like Stacy's Book Club, The Untitled Linux Show, The Giz Fizz, and more. Go to twit.tv/clubtwit, and thanks for your support.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Photography. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm unbelievable, as always. Today, I want to dive into another story that I found online in the world of photography news that I thought might be quite interesting for you, the loyal Hands On Photography listener. And we're going to take a look at public domain and creative commons. So let's go ahead and dive right on into this story. So I'm going to go ahead and switch over to the story from the fine folks at Petapixel. So the story says, and again, this comes from petapixel.com. The story says, museum wins lawsuit over photo of Michelangelo's David. All right. So if we take a look at this, this is a beautiful, world-renowned statue, beautiful piece of art. And according to this here story, someone at the folks at GQ decided to do a version of that with someone else. And they said, the folks at the Italian gallery said, no, we're not going to have that. The problem is, if you look up the image of David, it is known to be an image or piece of work that is a part of the public domain. And I know you're saying to yourself, okay, public domain, that means any and everybody can use this stuff, right? Well, maybe. So let's take a look at what public domain is before we dive further into the story. So I have another tab here. This comes from copyrightlaws.com. And it says, what is public domain? And it says it very bluntly right here at the top. Public domain is a frequently used term in copyright parlance, yet it isn't defined in copyright statutes. This article provides insight into the content in the public domain under copyright law from both the U.S. and international copyright laws perspectives. That's the first start of it. And as you scroll down through it, it says the public domain phrase PD isn't in the U.S. Copyright Act. It is, however, commonly used to refer to content that isn't protected by copyright. And it has a couple of different stipulations. I'll have links to this in the show notes here, but there's a couple of different stipulations regarding this. One of the main things that people will sort of freak out about is, okay, I'm using these public domain images or works of art to capitalize, if you will. So when I say capitalize, I mean make money. And that could potentially be a problem. So going back to this here, public domain, people are saying, well, I should still be able to use this because it is public domain. And further reading into this, yes, you can use this because it's public domain, regardless of how you want to use it, from derivations, so on and so forth. All right. So back to the story here again, mortifying and humiliating, as was said for the folks over in Italy. On May 15th, the court of Florence ruled in favor of Galleria dell'Accademia in the copyright lawsuit. Condé Nast will need to pay the museum about 20,000 euros for a licensing fee, an additional fine of 30,000 euros for the way in which it altered the image of David for the magazine. It further goes on and it says it insidiously and maliciously juxtaposed the photograph of Michelangelo's David with that of the model, Mr. Bocelli. What really happened here is the magazine company, again, trying to do something creative to help promote their work, their content, if you will. And they decided to take the statue of David and a model and create a lenticular version of it on the magazine. So basically, when you hold up the magazine and you tilt it, rotate it a certain way, it looks like the original statue versus looking like the superimposed model of Bocelli in the same type of pose. Pretty cool idea. Makes sense, just to try to do something clever and, you know, get attention, positive attention for the content. The problem is, yes, this is public domain and we have our public domain rules here in the USA, but it's not necessarily the same across the globe. Things are going to be a little bit differently outside of the USA, and the folks in Italy definitely point that out. So let me dive back to that story there, because there's some fine details that didn't necessarily get mentioned on the Petapixel story. And so on news.artnet.com, again, this is where it really digs into the nitty gritty regarding the quote, mortifying and humiliating view of Michelangelo's David. And again, this is not something here in the US. This is in Italy, in Florence, actually. And it goes into the details of how public domain differs globally versus here in the U.S. It says the case hinged on Article 9 of Italy's constitution, which protects symbols of the nation's cultural identity and historical memory. A related law allows the country's public institutions to request concessions fees for commercial reproductions of the artworks of cultural heritage, regardless of their copyright status. Yeah, that is a big, big difference and totally makes sense because, hey, these are our rules. You live here and you're going to abide by our rules if you're going to live here. I totally get that. Again, Condé Nast and the folks at GQ, they probably knew what they were getting into. And sometimes things like this sort of slide through the cracks, if you will, and they can get away with it. And every now and then you get the slap on the wrist and go ahead and have to handle the business and pay the fines or whatever it is the punishment may be. What are your thoughts on this? I totally get it. I'm totally for Italy stepping up and saying, hey, nah, dude, you can't do this. This is how we roll here in our country and under our umbrella and jurisdiction and so forth. I know we all have our own domestic views of things, but sometimes our domestic views aren't necessarily the world view, right or wrong or indifferent. I thought it was a fascinating story. Again, the headline, it got my attention because we talk about Creative Commons and public domain fairly commonly here in the photography space, especially when it comes to people stealing photos of another photographer to be published online. Mr. Doc Searles, the host of Floss Weekly, he is pretty prolific with his photography and also prolific with making his photography part of the Creative Commons and just basically say just attribute it to it. But you can use it however you see fit. That's a great, great way to use your images if you want to just share them out and help grow the community, if you will. That's fine. But not everybody is going to do that. And there's a time where you have to put some type of licensing agreement on your images and say, you know what, if you're going to use these images, it's going to cost you some sort of a licensing fee or attribution and what have you. And public domain says, okay, all right, you're in the public domain, do what you want with it because it's public domain, free to use, if you will. But again, that is the domestic view. That's not the world view. All right. That's going to do it for this week's show. I just thought that was an interesting story. Let me know your thoughts. Shoot an email over to hop@twit.tv. Let me know your thoughts on that. I got some great feedback and some commentary from a previous episode where we talked about photography ethics. And I really do appreciate those thoughts. Some of you are pretty daggum smart when it comes to these things. And it was fascinating to hear the different points of view from everyone that talked about it. So thank you for that. Keep sending in those questions. Keep sending in the comments, feedbacks. And if you have some people that you are interested in seeing on the show, again, let me know and let them know too to check us out here at Hands On Photography. Make sure you're sharing out the show with everybody. Send them to the website, twit.tv/HOP. Again, it's twit.tv/HOP for Hands On Photography, so they can check out all of the previous episodes and how we do things here in the Hands On Photography community. And make sure you give us a nice star rating and subscribe to the show and set everything to be auto downloaded. So as soon as a new episode pops up, you will get it automatically and you won't have to think twice about it. I look forward to hearing from you all. Thank you again for the continued support. Thank you to my man, Mr. Victor, for making me look and sound good each and every week. And thank you to all of our loyal Club Twit members for supporting us each and every month. All right, folks, safely create and dominate. And I shall see you next time.
Hey there, Scott Wilkinson here. In case you hadn't heard, Home Theater Geeks is back. Each week, I bring you the latest audio-video news, tips and tricks to get the most out of your AV system, product reviews, and more. You can enjoy Home Theater Geeks only if you're a member of Club Twit, which costs $7 a month. Or you can subscribe to Home Theater Geeks by itself for only $2.99 a month. I hope you'll join me for a weekly dose of Home Theater Geekitude.